And we're back on the air on this Wednesday, February, whatever you want to call it, 3rd, 2021, day after the Groundhog. Scott Spears along with Glenn Coble live here in the studio.
How do you pronounce the word that... do you pronounce it temperature or temperature?
Temperature.
Now, at the Columbia School of Broadcasting, they drove it into my head that it was temperature.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they still in business?
I doubt it.
No, they're out of business.
Yeah. So they made all their money off.
No, I believe it is February.
But
we say February.
Yeah, that's the way I say it.
Yeah. Which is okay.
Okay.
It's like aunt and aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, neither one is perfect.
Well, we're not perfect people, so
that's
we just
right.
have to go along
well,
with
I
that.
I am, but...
Now, we do want to let people know there's four things we're looking for answers about today.
Yeah.
And we've only got 45 minutes left in this show to figure these answers. So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. What happened to Laddie Boy's dog collar, which has been missing from the Harding home for 9 years now? Right. Where is it? Number two, what was the recipe in the bread pudding at Smorgasbord? Does anybody know that? Number three, where are the big pants that were on the wall at Depot Sales? Whatever became of the big pants?
I like that one.
So do I, and I can't believe nobody knows the answer to that. And number four, Al Winkle, who lives over in Fair Park, apparently a collector of records and knives and just about anything. Al Winkle, where are you, Al Winkle?
He doesn't want to talk.
Somebody call up Al Winkle and tell him to call on over here. We'd love to hear from him. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have the answers or can add anything to any of those subjects or anything else you'd like to talk about, we would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And don't forget A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble today, 12 to 1. Offbeat News and Trivia, Nate Redman. 4 to 5, Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon 6 to 7, and I believe the Fired Up Sports Show 7 until 8 tonight.
Fired Up Sports Show. Hey, you're right. To make bread pudding, you have to have day-old bread.
Told you.
Yeah.
You doubted me?
Yeah. And it does have cinnamon in it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Two for two.
And milk, and sugar, and vanilla, and eggs. And raisins.
Now, raisins, I don't remember. I imagine raisins are probably optional, I would guess, because I don't remember raisons in the bread pudding at
it
the
smorgasbord. It doesn't say it's optional. And you got to put butter in there, too.
I've made it optional. Raisins are optional.
I love watching... my wife and I watch cooking shows on Saturday when there's nothing else on, and they say, and you have to add a little butter, and they put a pound and a half of butter into it.
Well, it's like ricotta cheese and lasagna.
Yeah.
You just...
Do you like ricotta, or would you rather have, what is the other? It's cottage cheese.
I'd rather have cottage cheese.
Would you?
Yeah.
I like the ricotta. It's a little stronger.
Ricotta tastes funny to me.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't like ricotta cheese, and I don't like...
all cheese is moldy and nasty.
Well, no, it all tastes different, though. Mozzarella doesn't taste like American, and cottage cheese doesn't taste like mozzarella, and they all taste different.
Yeah, I had last night.
Yeah, what do you mean, yeah?
Well, I'm agreeing with you.
But you disagreed with me first.
Well, I agree with you that they all do taste different.
That's not what you said to begin with, Glenn.
Well, I lied.
If you thought they would have told you at the Columbia School of Broadcasting that you
do not lie,
and then come back and contradict yourself.
Well, last night I had Pepper Jack, and I've never had Pepper Jack. Or I told my wife, I've never had Pepper Jack. This is good. She said, you've had it this and this and this and this. So apparently I've had Pepper Jack, and I just didn't know it.
I don't like Pepper Jack.
Don't you?
No, it's too...
peppery.
Well, I don't like pepper.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a pepper person, and I'm not really... I don't salt things. Now, if salt is in something, you know, you deal with it. But I don't salt anything.
I used to put a cup and a half of salt on French fries.
Cup and a half?
Yeah. I salted everything.
That's a big amount.
And then I had my heart attack.
And you had a heart attack.
And I don't salt anything.
That's what always follows that statement. I put a cup and a half of salt on my French fries.
Right after I quit smoking.
And then I had a heart attack. And then I had a heart attack. Yeah. That's exactly how that always happens. 740-383-9944. Where are the big pants? Is somebody hiding the big pants?
Well,
I think that's what's going on.
Maybe our guest has.
You remember the big pants, don't you? Yeah, big pants were popular.
We don't very often have guests in here, and we're gonna have to be nice. We can't talk dirty or.
Anything. Yeah. Yeah. My shoes will be hard to find someone to fill them, but those pants was extra.
They were what size? I mean, they were bigger than a 50 or a 60, weren't they?
I don't know if there's real or if they was right. A makeup a thing. Maybe they could have somebody could have made them up.
I think it was a makeup.
Oh, okay.
Right. They were about 90 inches. I would say
oh,
not
huge, yeah.
Huge pants.
Wow.
I was an eye catcher.
I was an eye catcher. Yeah.
PR thing.
Yeah. Where is that? Where are they?
I wish I.
Where
had
is
seen
they?
Them.
I'll never make it to Columbia School of
where
Broadcasting.
Be they?
Where be they?
Columbia School of Broadcasting. You're going to get fired from that.
My goodness.
It was
kind of
cool
there.
Though, because they would tell
can't
you
say 100 there.
Yeah. 100.
100.
Yeah. And there are a lot of words you can't say.
W.
Yeah. W, yeah, you can't say
W.
It has to be W. Yes.
Yep.
And that's the way
we say
started.
That a lot in radio because we're all W.
Yes,
W-R.
We are. WWGH.
Exactly.
Yes. And I do say W, and I do say temperature.
But do you say 100?
I say 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah. I say all the right things because it was pounded in
cause?
My head.
You say because.
Because.
But you said cause.
Oh, yeah. I kind of cheat on something.
You get that Midwestern lazy mouth when it comes to
well, you know, they
cause.
Say they say that the Midwestern accent is the most acceptable to all the people in the United States.
The one I want to ask you, you know, why we ask all these other different names and stuff, but how about Ohio?
Ohio, yeah, that's a big one.
You're kind of a lunatic if you go Ohio. I'm from Ohio.
I always say Ohio.
Ohio.
Because I'm from Indiana. Yeah. Well, but I'm a Hoosier.
Yeah, but you've got Carmel, Indiana.
Yes.
Not Carmel.
Not Caramel.
Or Caramel.
Caramel.
Yeah.
No, because it's spelled differently, isn't it?
Well, caramel, yeah. But apparently you cannot, it's not caramel corn or caramel anything, caramel apples. It's caramel.
Yeah. So
it's got an A in it.
Caramel, Indiana was kind of different.
I was going to ask the question, how about these grants, Scott, when they come into Marion here? Is that $350,000, I believe? They?
Oh, Lincoln Stadium, yeah.
Well, you know what? Does that all go to that, or is that progressively fed into that and the upkeep on that, and how do those grants work?
You know, Auditor Landon would know about that. He's the one who I think was involved with that.
Okay, I hadn't heard about that.
That's on the news today here, Glenn.
Well, that's...
You were listening
I
to the
should
station?
Listen to our station.
Jeez Louise.
Well, I listened to it this morning.
Man alive.
Glenn, update me.
Gee whiz. Well, that Columbia School of Broadcasting really paid off.
You don't have to be smart. You just have to be able to read. That's
gee
all.
I played
whiz.
Little League, and I played on that field. And when it was, I don't know what it was, 10, 11, 12-year-old, you know. And, of course, they moved everything, the distance for Little Leaguers, you know, according to the Big League. And so one night we're supposed to curfew. Was on 11 o'clock and have your game over with. And so there, I pitched a no-hitter and lost. I don't know if you know that much about baseball, but that's kind of unusual, isn't it, Glenn?
That would be very unusual, yes.
But anyhow, they said, no how hitter could you ever lost. Do that, Ted?
A lot of walks.
I played there. It was about 12 foot from home plate back to the backstop. And I said, in those days, they didn't cut the weeds back there and
couldn't
the
find the ball.
The rules had just started. I was the first one to play. My age group was the first one to play in Marion Little League. So the catcher had to go back there and take his mask off and look around for the ball, and they could go around bases. So that's how we lost.
Yeah, I can see
you're
that.
Always
that's the way it
excuse,
goes.
But how many pitchers are still alive can make that excuse? You know?
Not too many, yeah.
No, they've all gone on to their reward at this point.
Of all the things we get grants for in Marion,
I actually was.
Fix the ball field.
I was one of two groups that offered to take that over. We lost the option; it went to another group. But I think it's a good idea to. That was a very active. I guess it was semi-pro. That
yes,
they played there. And I think it's a great idea for the kids to have because the high school baseball diamond is pretty short to the right field. And I'd like to see us have good baseball here. Now, I have an axe to grind. I have a son that was an All-American baseball player, and I have a grandson who is going to be playing for North Carolina as a pitcher. So I kind of like baseball. But
baseball's fun.
I love baseball. I've been to a lot of baseball games.
Did you hear that baseball, they announced yesterday, regardless, we're going back to fans this year, coronavirus or not, no restrictions.
Well, I think by the time the baseball season starts, maybe we'll have enough people with shots. But
in March?
Well, we're not going to be completely, but the old folks will be taken care of. The heck with you young folks.
I don't know. I mean, I wonder, they must be hurting for money.
Oh, yeah, those poor babies, they don't have too many million dollars.
Well, no, I would think the owners who are paying, you know, those big contracts last year, I'm sure took a bath because they had no fans.
But they're billionaires, so who cares?
Well, why are they doing this, though? Why are they letting the fans back in? That's a mistake.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think if they want to bring them back in, okay, mark them every other seat, and you only sell half.
I said no dice.
They're going to go with everything.
Full blow. Yikes. I don't even think they're going to. You're going to have to wear a mask.
Oh, that's stupid.
Well, that's showbiz.
Now, we've already been chastised for not having masks on ourselves, but I want to tell our listeners we are at least 6 feet apart, and we both wear masks once we step out of the studio. We don't usually have guests, so we don't worry about it.
No, we stopped the prizes during coronavirus because of that.
Yeah, and Swap Shop doesn't do very well because of that either.
You need to get a hold of Al Winkle.
Yes, I do, because he's got lots of stuff.
My main thing I stopped in was to tell you, Glenn, that the first thing you had on your Tradio, I bought it.
Oh, excellent.
I know the guy, and my wife knew his wife.
We should have you sign it
I went out
put
there
it in
and,
a museum.
I thought, what a coincidence that I haven't seen him for quite a while, but he's a caller in here, too.
Cool.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
It was funny. I was listening. He was selling, and Glenn was made that.
BSing.
Wasn't too sure that things was going to go, and bingo.
See, there you go, Glenn.
15-minute deal. It was over with.
It was sold.
We had, before the COVID virus, we were averaging, I would guess, about 10 calls a day. Now we're averaging about a quarter of a call a day.
We had one for one, so you like baseball, and you know what? One for one, that isn't bad. We have to look down the base to see if you're going to bunt or run.
Hey, good to see you.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks for stopping
by. Yeah. All right, 29 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. We can't get any answers on anything we want.
No, people don't
I just think that the pants thing is also apparently another mystery. Somebody stole the pants off the wall.
Yeah, but everybody seems to know about it.
Everybody knows about
except
the pants.
Except for me, yeah.
Where are the pants? We don't know. I told you they were a big novelty. You're thinking like big pants.
Yeah.
No, these were enormous pants.
So there's an enormous man out there running around without his pants on.
I don't know. Maybe they gave them to somebody. Who knows? 740-383-9944. Where are the big pants that used to hang on the wall at the depot sales? What was the bread pudding recipe over at the smorgasbord? Where's Al Winkle?
I've got the bread pudding recipe, but
you don't have the smorgasbord recipe.
No, I don't have
recipe.
The real one. Yeah.
Al Winkle and Where's the Dog Collar? Give us a call, 740-383-9944.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Project Yellow Light,
noise, and the Ad Council.
And here we go. We're back.
We've lost our listener. I mean, not our listener. We've lost our
one listener. We had one listener. Gone.
No, we lost our visitor, and he was a good visitor. Because
I'm sure he's listening now.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Thanks
too.
For stopping
and,
by.
Yeah, and he knew a lot of stuff about us. It kind of scares you.
We got to listen to this station.
I guess so.
If you don't listen here, you're not in the know.
You don't know anything about Marion.
No, you don't. You what don't. Else you going to do?
Why was the dog named Laddie? Do we know that?
Why is any dog named anything?
Oh, okay. Well, my dog was named Cheyenne because...
People think the dog is buried with Mr. and Mrs. Harding, and people get very touchy at the Harding home about that because that's not true.
Oh, it's not true?
No, no,
I had heard that rumor, too.
Oh, yeah, people don't like that.
That, well, they would have had to put it lying in state when the... And they would have had to kill it to put it in.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not really sure. You know, I know Harding died in 23.
Yeah.
But Mrs. Harding didn't die.
She lived on, yeah.
For about three more years.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the dog died in the interim. I don't know.
Yeah. That's a sad thing.
Well, of course, she lived at a sanitarium. So I don't even know if they'd let her have the dog.
Yeah, probably not. I didn't know she lived in a sanitarium.
At the Sawyer Sanitarium.
I'll be darned. That's cool. I'm learning something every
minute. I wonder if
minute.
Mrs. Harding, because it's out, Sawyer Ludwig Park is where the Sawyer Sanitarium was, but I wonder if they tore down that part where Mrs. Harding lived.
Well, I don't see any part that looks like a sanitarium.
Well, they got those party houses out there.
Yeah.
I wonder if those were part of the Sawyer.
I believe.
Well, back in the early 1920s.
I suppose you can make a sanitarium out of wood.
Well, is the sanitarium, I don't really know, is the sanitarium gone, or was the sanitarium, were those houses out there, buildings, part of the sanitarium?
That's a good question. Now, I always think of a sanitarium as a giant, scary, haunted building. And,
I just can't imagine the sanitarium would be torn down, because we're talking, you know, only 100 years ago now.
Only?
Well, I mean, we've got buildings. This building's probably pretty close to 100 years old.
Oh, no. You think? Yeah, it could
oh,
be.
Oh, I bet it is. It this used be. To be the old Kreskys.
Yeah, and it could have been just renovated and renovated and renovated. Yeah.
Well, we know it's at least 70 years old because the Kreskys, I think, was here in the 50s.
Okay. All right. Gee, it seems like the 50s were just... Two or three years
Wasn't
ago.
This Kreskys, the building we're in? Because I think
I thought it was across the Kreskys was across the way.
Oh, this was a department store though. Okay. At one point, one of those old. Does anybody know what was in this building prior to the bank? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. This was one, and then across the street there was a big department store. Now I thought it was Euler's that was across the street, and this was Kreskys.
Okay. Now, was the Harding Hotel always a hotel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes. Well, apartment buildings in recent years.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's not a hotel anymore.
No.
But it was closed down for a long, long time. It closed down in the mid-70s and was closed until the 90s.
Huh, that's interesting.
All boarded up.
That's they must have done a lot of renovation.
Oh, they
I've
did.
I've been in there a lot of times.
They put a lot of dough in there. Yeah.
Now, I was kind of interested. The other day, my wife and I were driving down Center Street, and I started counting the new businesses. And I counted, we drove down Center Street and made the big turn down there by the tracks and came back up Church Street. And I counted 7 new businesses in that area. And that's kind of good, that very positive for Marion.
I would say.
Yeah. And now you don't know whether they'll make it or not, especially with COVID going on, but they were all open at least then. So.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about the big pants. The big depot sale pants.
There's room for all of us in them.
There would have been. There would have been. And they've all disappeared. And I don't know what to say about Al Winkle, because I tried to look up Al Winkle's phone number there during the last break and could not find it.
Okay. Well, maybe.
So it may be as a cell phone.
Yeah.
If you know Al Winkle personally or ever called him on Tradio, you might have his number. Call Al Winkle up, because we cannot get his phone number, and tell him to call us here. We've only got 30 minutes left.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. I want to talk to him about records.
People want to know.
Yeah, for the last 2 hours. And we're also the Big Pants, Sawyer Sanitarium. Laddie Boy's dog collar.
Have you ever played frisbee golf out there at the Sawyer?
No, I haven't done that.
It's kind of fun. It goes right through the woods, so you got to be careful and look out for ticks. but it goes right through the woods, and it's kind of tough to zip your frisbee through the woods sometimes.
Is that what's out there now?
There is one, yeah, and it's really nice. It's kind of fun. I played with two of the credit union folks. We went out there and played in a tournament. We got pounded, but we had fun.
And I cannot come by a Merv Griffin, Arthur Treacher Christmas record.
That's breaking your heart.
I know, it's long term at this point. I thought by now somebody would have called up and said, I have this album.
Yeah, I would have definitely thought that.
That's like my tradio here.
Yeah.
My swap shop.
Now, you know, there are a lot of things that we've had people call on
swap shop. Maybe this is Merv.
Oh, okay.
Think you've never sold anything. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you were talking about wanting to know what was in there before the bank was.
Yes.
I think it might have been a Montgomery Ward.
Oh, Montgomery Ward.
Boy, there's a name out of the past.
Yeah, and Glenn's Creek, Cressy's was across the street there where they tore down at least part of the department store was in there. That was always a neat store to go to. They had a lot of neat toys.
The Kresge store? Did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you know anything about the big pants out at the depot?
No, but I know the depot itself and used to have that big red horse up there.
Big red horse. Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, what is in the depot now?
I was thinking there was a construction company that uses that for storage.
Oh, okay.
It could. Well, I just don't know where the dog collar. Did you hear anything about Al Winkle? Apparently, he's not listening.
No, evidently not.
What was the big red? Tell us about the big red horse. How big was it?
It was a pretty good size one. You can. That's what they always said. Always look for a big red horse. Because they're coming down 309 there.
Oh, so it was outside.
Oh, the one outside. Oh, yes, I remember this.
Okay.
What? Yeah, it was up there maybe 30 feet in the air there. You had to really look up, but it was up there.
Well, while you're driving down that narrow road, you shouldn't be looking up.
No, you shouldn't. Hey, about the dog collar.
Yeah.
That sure is interesting. I mean, you're probably right. Somebody probably has and just don't want to turn it in.
They're afraid, yeah.
Yeah. Really going to lock them up underneath the barn there and never let them out for that one.
That's what I think. It has to be around here somewhere, and somebody's just not got loose lips at this point.
Yeah, Charlie knows where it is. He's up there in heaven saying it's there.
I was thinking, you don't think that might have been the dog collar that was on the vacation with Chevy Chase there, dragging that poor dog down the road?
You never know. It could have been that one. We don't know.
You never know.
Al Winkle would know.
Hey, he's that guy. Alrighty, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
I bet Al Winkle's got it over there, part of his collection.
He does. He has it. Yeah.
You know what? I bet Al's got the big pants.
Yeah.
He's probably got Lottie Boy's dog collar.
Everything.
And we can't talk to him.
Yeah. In 10 years, he's going to open up a place called Al Winkle's.
How do you think
novelties?
You spell Winkle?
I don't. Winkle.
Well, see, I tried it both ways.
Okay.
I tried KLE, I tried KEL, and I'm not getting an Al Winkle in Marion, Ohio.
Well, he's under.
You think Winkle's his name?
He's under a pseudonym.
Well, if he was in radio, it could be a phony name.
It might be, indeed. I know my name is not real.
How can Al Winkle just disappear like this?
He can't.
Let it be Al Winkle.
But that's what you said about Chauncey.
Chauncey?
Chauncey.
Chauncey. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, the building that you're in used to be Frank Brothers.
Frank Brothers.
Frank Brothers.
What? Yeah, and Montgomery Ward was down the street where the Can-Do building is.
Oh, okay.
That was Montgomery Ward.
So
that man was wrong.
What did Frank Brothers do?
Clothing. Oh,
it's
okay.
A big clothing store.
Yeah.
Really nice. Everybody shopped. I mean, you had money if you shopped at Frank's, Euler's, and Sutton's.
So how long would you say this building has been here?
Oh, gosh, I'm 80, and it was there before me.
Oh, my. So there you go. Huh. So is the Sawyer Sanitarium gone? Is it gone?
You know, I don't know. My grandma was a nurse out there.
Huh.
And I know those buildings that they rent out now,
yeah.
Those were cottages where people lived.
Okay.
But the sanatorium itself, I think, was... I haven't been back in there for years. You might take a drive back there. It might still be there. I don't know.
Was it a big stone building, or was it made out of wood? Or?
You know, it seems to me it was dark green. You know that ugly dark green they painted everything those days. But, I mean, gosh, she worked there when I was probably about... 10 or 12, so it's been a long time.
You know, I bet Mrs. Harding had her own cottage.
She did.
Might have, yeah.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, so it's probably one of those buildings that's still out there.
Yeah, and then I believe Mrs. Sawyer was out there also.
Oh, interesting.
The big Sawyer house was over on Bell Fountain Avenue, and they have since it burnt down. They've torn it down, but it's down, as you go down Bell Fountain, before you get to Camel Road, there's a big dip in the road.
Yeah.
It's on the, well, going west, it would be on the, left-hand side.
Okay.
Oh, well, hey, I appreciate the information. Thank you.
One of the things that my wife and I have loved about this town since we moved here 14, 15 years ago is how many beautiful buildings there are in disrepair.
Yeah, it's sad.
And it is kind of sad. But it's fun to look at the old bones of those buildings. Yeah.
Yeah, they were well built.
Yeah,
they were.
Sure.
Very well built.
Especially down Bell Fountain.
Thank you.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, but you know, so apparently Mrs. Harding's cottage could still be out there.
Yeah.
And people are getting drunk and partying in her old cottage.
We could sell tickets.
We don't know our stuff.
Yeah, no.
We just don't know our stuff. Is the old Sawyer Sanitarium back there? Maybe I'll just drive out there tonight.
Well, when I was throwing Frisbees out there, I never saw a bigger building, just those little ones. And I take a front at her saying that nasty old green color, because I'm a bobcat and we are green. Green and
green
white.
With envy.
green with envy. Yeah, right.
But does anybody know which cottage was Mrs. Harding's? I'm sure
that
it would be
kind of known.
You think it would be marked?
You would think it would have a
plaque.
You
would think. Yeah, yeah, something out there at the Sawyer Ludwig Park. 740-383-9944. Also talking about Lottie Boy's dog collar, the bread pudding recipe at Smorgasbord, the big pants at the depot, and Al Winkle, who apparently has the answers for everything, and we can't get a hold of him. Al, where are you?
Do you know what teams played at that the semi-pro baseball diamond, or that they're going to read?
Well, I know former sheriff Max Ross, who's went on. He played on a team there, but I can't remember what the team's name was.
Okay, but they did. They were semi-pro. I mean,
yeah,
they were paid to play there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And
I also believe, well, I can't remember what the team was, but it had something to do with President Harding when he was campaigning. He was here for an exhibition game they had out there.
That'd be a good place to do a speech, I would imagine.
Yeah, but he wasn't supposed to, because it wasn't, sports weren't supposed to be political or something like that.
My.
So it turned into a big hubbub, but whatever. It had to do with the Cubs. The Cubs came in.
Okay.
But I don't remember what our team was.
Okay, were they the 1-8, were they the big Cubs, or were they like the
no, the big
double
Cubs.
A?
The big Cubs. It was a publicity stunt.
Okay.
We're going to break. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Okay.
Give us a buzz. We want to hear from you. Charlie. Rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year, so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
And away we go here on WWGH Radio. Well, we're in the home stretch now of this program, the final 15, and we have not located Laddie Boy's dog collar. We don't have the recipe for the bread pudding at Smorgasbord.
Yeah, they don't.
We have not located the big pants that used to hang on the wall at the depot. We don't know what happened to the red horse that used to be out at the depot, and we haven't heard from Al Winkle and his record collection galore over in Fair Park.
I bet that horse would be worth a lot of money to the American Pickers.
And we also don't know if the Sawyer Sanitarium still stands or if Mrs. Harding's cottage is still out there as one of the recreation houses.
Well, you said you were going to go out tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to go figure it out. I'll go out there knocking on doors. Nobody will be there, but I'll be knocking on doors.
Good.
740-383-9944 if you have any information. Well, you can do the show tomorrow. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Uh-oh. You got to push the right button.
Well, if that's you, caller, call back in. We had a caller, and we lost him. Give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Buzz us back if that was you.
That was Mr. Winkle.
You think that was Al Winkle?
Yeah.
Poor Al Winkle. Gosh,
there it is.
We don't know where Al,
right,
old Al is. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
I don't know where the big pants went.
Oh, no.
But I'm going to tell you what the deal was, is they went up like, you know, big sizes, and they could get pretty well anything. They went clear up to a 5X.
5X. I wonder how big that is.
My father-in-law was a big guy, and my nephew was a big guy, and it's like 4X and stuff, so if you couldn't find, you know, like the bibs and stuff, they had them and stuff, and that's what the reason was for hanging them big pants up, like they could get their bigger sizes for you if you need them.
But how big do you think those big pants were?
Well, I don't know. My father-in-law was like a 52 or something like that, so.
That doesn't seem that big to me.
No, but I don't know what the pants was.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember them and everything, but my niece worked out there, and she's working, and I couldn't get a hold of her to find out.
You know anything about Al Winkle or the...
Yeah, I'm going to go out today, and I'll stop by his house if I can get him to call you tomorrow.
Oh, do that. Right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, so it was in representation that you could get big sizes out at the depot, but the pants are gone, I guess.
We don't know where they are. His sister, he said, worked there, so maybe she knows. It sounds like he's going to do some digging for us.
Well, he's going to get Al Winkle to call us. Thank goodness we've got a lead on the Al Winkle situation.
That's wonderful.
Aren't you excited tomorrow, Glenn? I'm going to clear the slate for Al Winkle.
I hope he calls before I start my show.
Oh, by
tomorrow.
The way, have Al Winkle call between 8 and 9 tomorrow, because I think we have a guest from 9 to 10.
Yeah, and I'm reading a Dr. Seuss book.
Go ahead, caller.
That.
There's a big article on the front page of the Marion Star today. And the Lincoln Stadium was once home to the Marion Red Sox. Minor league baseball club from 1949 to 1951.
Ah, cool. Thank you so much.
That's all it gives, but, you know, pick up a paper and you can read. It's not that big of an article, but it's a nice one.
I imagine they were related to the Cincinnati Red Sox, since they have the same name.
My husband said Boston.
Of course.
Like a farm team or something for Boston.
Yeah, because they're the Reds in Cincinnati, not the Red Sox.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. See, we learn something about Marion every day.
Well, we're trying, and we've still got more than 10 minutes left, so Al Winkle will be calling tomorrow between 8 and 9 a.m. Tune in for that.
Yeah.
That'll be a can't miss.
I'll guarantee you that I will be listening to it on the way into work.
Well, you should, but Al Winkle, you don't even listen to the news, Glenn. I can't even imagine. All right, now...
I'll hear it on my show, the news.
We hope. So we got Al Winkle. We've located Al. Now, we really don't know. If Al has the Merv Griffin Arthur Treacher Christmas album, just Al's just going to have to turn it over.
Yeah. Scott will pay $5 for it.
Well, 50 cents. 50 cents I'll pay. Now, we've got Well, nothing on the dog. The dog collar is a lost cause.
I'm afraid
it is.
You
know, I just can't believe with how gossipy people are that nobody has gossiped about this dog collar in 9 years.
You know where it is? It's up on the hand of, what's her name, on top of the courthouse. It was put up there so that people wouldn't notice that she's giving the finger to the world.
I just can't imagine that the dog collar, that nobody has a story.
Oh, there's got to be one.
There's got to be one. So yeah. That's the thing.
Call in. We won't take your name. Just tell us what's going on.
And how many people have said things about the big pants? Everybody knows the big pants, but nobody knows what happened to the big pants.
They're fancy pants.
They were very famous pants. They were a big publicity stunt.
They were so famous, I had never heard of them.
Well, but I think the depot... When did you come, 2004?
Yeah.
It would have been close to the end of their run there, but where did they go?
Yeah, they might have been eaten by the rats.
I hope they're not still on the wall out there.
They might be. That would be kind of cool.
Well, you know, we don't even know what's in the building at this point. I know the red horse is gone.
If we can find the red horse and the pants, I'm going to call American Pickers, and we're going to get them here in town.
I just think those pants would be a neat thing to have because that, maybe more than anything, I can't think of anything in Marion, novelty-wise, that had the attraction of those big pants.
Oh, come on. I know one thing.
Go right ahead.
That ball out in the cemetery.
You think it's a novelty? I don't think that's... I think that's just a thing.
It's unusual, for sure, that it goes around.
I think more people knew about the big pants.
Really? I'd never heard of the big pants.
Well, the big pants are gone.
I heard about the
ball. The big pants could have went around that ball a couple times.
And taken some of the other ones with it.
That's why they were the big pants.
I had heard about the ball down in when I was in Athens, and I couldn't believe it. That was one of the first things that I came and looked at when we
you
moved
know,
up here.
That to
after
me,
I had about five beers.
I hate to say this because I'm highly interested in historic things.
Yes,
but that ball has no significance to me. That is to me one of the silliest.
It's not intended to be anything. It's just intended to be a grave marker. But it's just unusual that it keeps moving.
But who
and
cares?
They don't know what I do.
No, I don't.
Well, it's a lodestone of something.
But there is no story to that. It's just the ball moves.
Who cares about the pants? They just hang on.
The pants were a big story because people would go to see that. They wouldn't even buy things at the depot. They would just go to look at the pants.
Well, I
and
go
the
to
mystery
that
of the pants.
To see the ball.
No, the mystery. We know where the ball is. We don't know where the pants are. That's the difference. And the Lottie Boy dog collar is an heirloom that kids used to love to look at.
I would really like to find out where that is.
And, you know, we have the Gypsy Queen grave right across from the ball. And the Gypsy Queen story is far more interesting than that ball.
I would love to see that. And I've driven through that
cemetery. I told you where it is,
Glenn. And I can't find it.
Okay, here's what you do.
Okay.
Go into the St. Mary Cemetery.
Yeah.
And from the Delaware Avenue entrance.
Right.
Okay, the main entrance.
Yeah.
You're going to pull in, and as soon as you pull in, you're going to have to either go right or left.
Okay.
Go right.
Go right.
Go right.
Okay.
And just continue right. Do not turn. Go right as far as you can, and then it's going to make you turn left.
Okay.
Because you're going to hit a dead end.
Yeah.
Go all the way right, turn left. When you turn left, you're going to see a storage shed on your right where they keep, like, lawnmowers and
okay.
things. It is right before... the storage shed.
Is there still a wooden mark?
Wooden cross is there.
I'll be darned.
Yep. And then you're going to see right in front of the wooden cross, you're going to see the stone that somebody put there years later that has the pennies on it. But that's where it is.
It still has the pennies on it?
Yeah. I was just out there right around because somebody had asked me. They wanted to take their daughter to see it.
Yeah.
I said, where is it? So I said, okay.
I'm going to take my wife out there.
So I went out there, and I showed him where it was, out in the sludge and the rain. And
great thing to go see when you can't go anywhere because of COVID.
But you really need to know the directions.
Yeah, I would have thought it was out on the other street side.
No. Okay. You got to come in from Delaware Avenue,
right.
Turn right.
Go as far as you can, then it'll go left.
It'll go left.
Okay.
When you go left, you're going to see that storage shed on your right. When you see the storage shed, park your car right there because it's on that side of the storage shed. It's on the side closest to the road, Delaware Avenue.
So you can't drive by it?
You'll drive by it, but yeah, you'll be able to see it, but it's just, you know, if you've gone past the storage shed, you've went too far.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm going to take my wife out there. She thinks I'm nuts that I care about that sort of thing.
Well, the story behind that is fascinating.
Yes,
because,
it is.
You know, a gypsy queen was coming through Marion. She went into childbirth. She died in childbirth. The baby and the gypsy died. They put her in a window downtown. People all around
put her in a window?
Oh, yes, yes.
A dead lady?
I did a story on the gypsy queen. I stayed all night in the cemetery.
You were crazy, too.
Well, to see the gypsy queen.
Okay.
And or the gypsies, because it said the gypsies came back every year. So I stayed there on the date of her death and did the whole thing. And people sent me newspaper articles on the time when she was here, like early 1900s, 1906 or something.
Did people really come back?
Not when I was there.
That's what I meant. Okay.
But, they probably did for several years after that.
Okay.
But there's all kinds of stories around it. Like, if you put a penny on her grave, that's good luck. If you take a penny, that's bad.
Yeah, of course.
And who puts the pennies there? And there's also, they say she was buried in jewels. You know, who knows?
You haven't seen people trying to dig at it.
But I forget, and I know those newspaper articles I have say it, but I forget which storefront she was in, but I think it's still downtown.
Huh.
It was a business.
Yikes.
Yeah, but she was put there so people, because so many gypsies came because she was a queen, and that's how they displayed her for the showing.
I was going to say, I assume they did it with dignity.
I wasn't there in 1906, but I'm going to guess they did. But it's such a fascinating story, and then travelers allegedly came back and the whole bit. But I'll tell you, the morning I was going to go out there and stay in the cemetery, I'll never forget, I was on the air, that was a Saturday. I was on the air and I was telling people I was going to go. Matter of fact, the Star did a story on it. So I'm going to go out there, and somebody called that morning on the air. I don't know if it was a joke or not, but somebody called and said, don't go out there. And claim they were a gypsy.
Oh, really?
That don't go out there because we can't come and visit our queen if you're out there. And I still don't know to this. It could have been a joke.
Maybe that's why they didn't come, because you were there.
Could have been.
Oh, my.
All I remember is I went and I had dinner that night, because I waited till dusk to go, and I went with two or three people to dinner, and I'm heading out to Delaware Avenue to go into the St. Mary's Cemetery on a Saturday night, and I remember I pulled in and all these cars are lined up in the cemetery, and I thought, what is this? And I thought, there must be a funeral this late. They were there to see the grave, and I'll never forget. It really did a lot of publicity for that.
That was the evening of the day that you went out there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And all these people
waited until you left.
Well, they I hadn't arrived yet.
Oh, okay.
So they were out because they'd read it in the paper, and they'd read that I was going to be there. And
everybody wants to meet me
and the gypsy. Well, I was with Martha Dowse, so there you go.
Yeah.
So we're out there, and I remember people came all night long. And I'll never forget, a mother said, we wanted to go to the Columbus Zoo tonight, but I had to bring my son here because he wanted to see the Gypsy Queen. And, I thought that's very cool. That's a neat thing to know about.
Yeah, and that's why we're talking about it, because it's a neat thing for Marion to have.
My favorite story, and it's I think everybody should go out there and drive by.
Now, I assume they buried the child that was not living birth. They buried her with the mom?
Well, that we think.
Okay.
But we don't know.
I hope they didn't.
Well, we really don't
surely
know.
Surely they wouldn't have put the fetus in the department store window. But.
I don't know what they did. I don't think there were any pictures in those days. I don't think.
Well, yeah, there were pictures.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody took them.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they were taking pictures of dead bodies to put in the newspaper.
I hope not.
Back in those days.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I never thought about this, but 1906... I was Harding in charge of the Marion Star yet? He would have been alive.
It would have been close.
It would have been in that time period.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was or not. Because he left to go be a senator, but I'm not sure when he got... That's an interesting question. I don't know what year Harding took over the Marion Star. But 1906, I believe, was when the Gypsy Queen died and all that. We're out of time. Progressive Life is coming up next, 12 to 1. And then we got Off Beef News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4 to 5. He'll be back today. He was out last week sick. Trinity Baptist Church, 6 to 7. And Fired Up Sports Show, 7:10 to 8. Stay tuned.
we can never know this, but what was it like to be told you can't eat at a certain restaurant? What was your experience with that?
Well, you know, when you bone and braise up in this flowering, it didn't, you didn't know any better. You didn't pay any attention. You would pass this restaurant and it say white. Then you just, oh, you can't go in there because that's white. That's white. Oh,